So I'm here within the hallowed halls of Latvijas Banka near the Golden Chamber, where there's a conference happening today with Sandra Liepina of the Association of Latvian Commercial Banks. You're one of kind of the co-hosts or the main organizers of this event. It's very much forward focused, looking at sort of future technologies, improving competitiveness, coordination within the Baltic banks and so on. But we can't really move on to that before addressing the elephant in the room, as they say, which is like the current pretty extraordinary situation within the Latvian banking sector, with ABLV Bank having recently gone into liquidation. We've got various other scandals happening at the same time, accusation and counter-accusation. I mean, how is it possible that we have reached this position within the banking sector, which is supposedly very conservative and buttoned-down sort of institutions?
I think in terms of in discussing these issues a bit one by one, it's very clear that if we look at the banking sector overall, and something we've been quite explicit about during 2017, is that the banking sector had taken excessive risks up until 2015 and was in the process of cleaning up these client portfolios that had grown very quickly, very, very, very large, and clearly with, as I say, the excessive risks being taken as part of that growth. Now, the regulator, the legislator took action at the end of 2015 and 2016. The regulator took action in 2016. The banks were implementing this, and it was in early 2017, in the spring of 2017, that we looked and analyzed what are the residual risks that are high, that are still regarded as high, and what else do we need to do? And this is when we started elaborating and completed the AML policy and guidelines that the association at the end adopted in October 2017, which actually went with setting a higher standard at that point in time than the national regulatory requirements. Are fully aware and understanding that there are risks that are technically or legally are allowed, but in essence are unmanageable and expose the sector to the risks that it should not be exposing. Now so that's one side of the discussion, and therefore we very openly say that the discussion around the risks that the presence of the shell companies and their operations in Latvia expose the Latvian banking sector is not in news to the sector itself. This was the discussion that we are very deep in last year as we were drafting the guidelines and we were discussing what would be the acceptable level of corporate transparency, what kind of corporate customers the Latvian bank should be servicing. At that point in time, we essentially, in guidelines, included the prohibition to work with the shell companies. Now, granted, the implementation was only in the process as these events unfolded. So that's why we see as a logical next step and extension the discussions we've now been in with the government and the suggestions we've provided, that we believe there should be a wholesale prohibition of these kind of companies being serviced in the Latvian financial institutions. And yes, we do need to take steps that go beyond the steps that other jurisdictions have to take, because we are facing particular risks.
And you say that things kind of started to happen in 2015, but it's been an open secret that Latvian banks have been heavily involved in various money laundering operations and with the shell companies for long before that. I mean, I can remember writing about this a long time before 2015. With the benefit of hindsight, do you think that not only yourselves, I mean, you're not the regulator, but the regulator and the banks themselves should have acted a lot sooner? And what was it that was preventing them from acting sooner? Because a cynic might suggest, well, they were just making too much money and they thought they'd get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it's relatively easy for me to fully agree with you because I'm...
not necessary, but...
because I'm heading the association as of January 2017, and this even before the formal start and during the process of discussions with the council, we had in the fall of 2016, these very clear discussions that we will need to deal with the perception of Latvia being a money laundering paradise, and we will need to deal with the issues surrounding the offshore, the presence of offshore jurisdictions, which we proceeded to do as association as of 2017. And I think many of the changes that happened during 2016 in the association are also symptomatic of this understanding that these issues need to be dealt with. So that's the background, and I can only say that I fully agree that somehow the length of time that it has taken for the sector here to fully take on board the regulatory expectations of global policy setters was, in my view, too long, and that's why we also proceeded during last year to continue and build up the relationship with, for example, ACOMS, the Association of Certified Anti-Money Laundering Specialists, to localize a world-class training here in the Baltics, as opposed to having local trainers train local bank employees and maybe operating on the basis of materials that are maybe not the most up to date. Mm-hmm. So this is another aspect that we managed to cover last year. The Baltic ACOMS chapter was set up, and we managed to institute a partnership arrangement with the Riga Business School, where a financial industry program was launched exactly for these reasons, to shorten the gap and the time it takes for the information on the developments and the discussions globally in the compliance arena to reach the banking sector here.
And we've for more than a decade now, we've had effectively these two sort of parallel banking modes of business with the non-resident oriented banks and the domestic retail banks. You still have about 10 of the, or 9 or 10 of the non-resident banks, members of your association. Now, if the sector has to shrink from, I think, the figures that are being touted around of 40% to 5% of the banking sector, is it, you know, even possible that all of those banks are going to remain, or do you expect some of them to disappear from the market?
I think on this topic, in fact, the chairman of the FCMC, Mr. Putnich, has been very explicit and giving a good line of how he sees these developments. So not really much to add to the line of thinking that he's provided.
Which was?
The various interviews and both press interviews and the TV interviews that he's provided.
Okay, well, what I'm leading to then is within the Banking Association, are you envisaging, you know, okay, a managed withdrawal? I mean, if some of your members, it's no longer viable for them to continue in business, are there going to be contingencies in place to make that happen with the least possible disruption to the banking sector, or are you just soldiering on in the belief that they're all going to survive? Because that seems to be quite kind of naive.
So I think what we're focused on is clearly the financial stability aspects, the discussion with the government on what needs to be undertaken to ensure sustainable long-term development, and the actions that need to be taken short-term to ensure that we do not get any other reprimand from any of our other international partners. And these, in our view, are crucial issues for the banks that are operating and will be operating in Latvia. And some of the statistics that we've also put out, it's very clear that our primary concern, notwithstanding other aspects, is an uninterrupted servicing of local corporates and local resident customers, and so to this tune, if we simply add up the statistics, the four largest banks are servicing 90% of Latvian clients, and so in that way, it's really what we are saying is that the impact from the structural changes that will inevitably be happening will be manageable for the economy, and it's very clear also that we've put out a clear statement that if there are actions that go counter to the legislation. We do expect swift investigation. We do expect swift action both by the regulators and by the law enforcement. That's the only way forward.
And one very final question, because I appreciate your time's pressing, but it was very interesting and I thought important statement you put out yesterday, flagging up the importance of this Moneyval report, which is due to come out in the autumn. I mean, is that really kind of the deadline as far as this sector is concerned, in that you've got to get everything in place in order to make it into the report, to get a favourable report, so that, you know, there's not another great eruption?
Yeah, it's a very fair assessment, and that's why we drew the attention to this, that it's in the interest of all of us, that the government takes all the actions necessary at this point in time to prevent an unfavorable, potentially unfavorable report by Moneyval, which of course has not yet been finalized, and that's why we are drawing the attention to this, the importance of this aspect.